So let's trade this world for a fair trade world.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming out.
All right, let's give it up for Drew and Tyler with their song. Up next, well, our last scheduled performer of the night couldn't make it, but we have someone subbing in at the last second, so let's give it up for Gary Chinchinski.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Thanks for having me. I am going to be doing a poem for you. I was subbing a class last week, and when the bell rang, a girl approached me, and she asked me if I could change her grade because she was failing. Now, I can't change grades because I'm a substitute. But I did want to give her a grade. And if I could have, I would. So, I wrote this piece to share with her. And, well, here it is, everyone. Your behavior sucks and you talk back to me. So, girl, you're getting a D. Everyone can go, but you need to stay till 3. That's when I'll give you a D. Instead of homework, you go on shopping sprees. I think you just bought yourself a D.
Hell yeah.
You thought the Wright brothers flew in 1803. Girl, you're getting a D from me.
Give her that D. Boy.
You know, I've never failed a class, but one time I got a D in minus.
Ooh.
Minus. A D minus. Minus. Look, I'm trying to say a D minus. And I didn't like it. So I made sure that I would never get a D again. And I'll be honest, I did get some more D's. I mean, it was college. One semester, I received a couple of D's, 3 C's, and an incomplete at the same time. You're so damn smart, you can be what you want to be. But I gotta give you a D.
Great.
You should get an F, but I like you, Marie. I'll be nice and give you a D.
Get him off the stage.
Did you say Washington cut down an apple tree?
Sure.
Girl, you're getting a D. Your parents want the best for you, and they agree it's best I give you a D.
D.
You come after class, and you beg for a C. That's a great way to get a D.
Oh,
thanks, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.